welcome to another edition here at Get In Position to Win Today. And I am your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you, as usual, for your time and your energy in joining this podcast. So let's jump right into the subject. And today's subject is how to overcome distractions that you can control. See, in a perfect world, we would be able to work on our projects and not have to deal with any distractions whatsoever. However, we don't live in a perfect world, and distractions are all around us. Some of them we can control, while others we cannot control. In this podcast, we'll focus on the ones we can control, while in the next podcast, we will deal with the ones we cannot control. Controllable distractions are those that we can directly control and prevent from impacting our focus and affecting our work quality. There are many distractions that we can directly control to keep them from distracting us and taking our attention and focus away from our work. For example, a common distraction that is easily controllable is our social media accounts. Many people, including entrepreneurs, like to have multiple browser windows open, one of which at least is a social media account. As you likely know, Facebook provides a notification error and sound anytime you get a new message, a new friend request, or other activity on the social media site. In fact, Facebook has enabled autoplay for video on one's news feed. Thus, video and audio will play from those videos, creating yet another distraction for us to contend with. Fortunately, the solution is very, very simple. Don't log onto your social media accounts while you are working. That may not sound pleasant to your ears or to your eyes, but it is vital if you really want to be productive and efficient in your work. Let your social media friends, including your own family and personal friends, know that you are working and get with you on one of your breaks or on your off time, and let them know that you will not be responding to every video or photo they post. You'll get in touch with them again either during those 15-minute breaks we discussed earlier or during your leisure time. See, keeping your social media accounts open while you are working is not required to get your work done. In fact, it will hinder your work and lower your work quality because you will be distracted by the notifications of someone posting to your newsfeed or profile page or by a new friend request. Then you will likely want to check out what this new content is or what this new person is or what they have to say. All of that takes time away from your project and lowers your work quality. In other words, it's procrastination. Exactly what you need to avoid for the many reasons we've already discussed in these many episodes here. This is why you must not log on to your social media accounts while you are working. As I've already mentioned, You can log into your social media accounts during your 15-minute breaks, so long as you keep the break to 15 minutes and no longer. Failure to stay on that 15-minute time frame will lead you to wanting to stay on the social media site. Converse with your family, friends, and fans, and not return to your work. Leading you to falling behind on your schedule and having to play catch up, a process we've already discussed that will make you work harder and can lead to lower quality work and even resentment of your work. If you are afraid you won't stick to that 15-minute break time frame, then don't log onto your social media accounts during those breaks. Instead, only log on when you are done working for the day and have leisure time. Alert people on these social networks that this is the only time you will converse with them, not while you are working on projects or other aspects of your business. See, if these people truly care about your success and well-being, they will likely be impressed by your self-discipline and may even consider adopting a similar policy for themselves. Note that social media accounts are not the only distractions you need to be aware of that you can control. This also includes email, inboxes such as Gmail or Hotmail. The notifications from receiving email into these inboxes have sound effects that can distract you from your work, negatively impacting your work quality. In addition, you can chat with other users of these services and get notifications when they wish to chat with you. Again, you want to stay away from doing this while you are working. And you need to decide if you want to do this within the 15-minute breaks we've discussed before, or if you want to only use these chat services when you are totally done working for the day. See, you can either not log on to these sites during the times you work on the projects or other aspects of your business, or you can log on to these email sites and set the notifications for incoming email and chat requests to mute or away, respectively. This way, you can still be on the sites and check out email and chat requests during your 15-minute breaks if you wish, but not be interrupted each time you receive an email or chat request while you are working. Of course, it's advised that you keep the email service in a browser window, either behind the project you are working on or have it in the background on your taskbar, so that you are not distracted by the messages that come into your inbox or the graphics that alert you to an incoming email or chat request. Even browser windows open to your favorite sites, such as sports or entertainment sites, can be distractions if you allow them to be. You should either keep such windows behind the project you are working on, minimize them to be on the taskbar, or close those browser windows while you are working. Another common distraction in this day and age that can affect your focus and your work quality is your smartphone. Just as with your computer, be sure the notifications on your smartphone are muted or show that you are away. This way, you won't be distracted by the notifications or when you receive a new phone call or text message. If you are the type who can just go for a long period of time without picking up your smartphone and doing something with it, don't keep it next to you. Put it elsewhere. where you can't see it. This way, there is no way you can be distracted by it. If you do choose to keep your smartphone nearby, be sure to only turn it on and use it during breaks or when you are done for the day. These distractions that have been described in this podcast are the ones you can control, including social media accounts, email accounts, browsers, windows, your favorite sites and content, smartphones and tablets. In my next podcast, you'll learn how to overcome distractions you cannot control. Again, I want to thank you for your time and listening to this broadcast. I hope you found the information useful. And if you did find it useful, please subscribe to this channel. Become a supporter of this channel. Or at the very least, share it with a friend. And also, you can send me a message. I would really appreciate that. Ask me a question, and I, Richard the Financial Advocate Medley, will do my best to bring you the best information that can impact your life. Have a great, great day. And thank you again for joining me here at Get in Position to Win today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you for your time and energy in joining this podcast. And be sure to share this podcast. Share this message with someone you love. And also become a supporter. But let's jump into part two of this particular podcast. And what we're going to talk about is how to overcome distractions you can't control. In the last podcast, you learned about overcoming distractions that you can control, including social media accounts, email accounts, favorite sites, smartphone, and tablets. In this podcast, you will learn how to overcome distractions you can't control. What are some distractions you can't control? Well, for instance, if you have a family, you may have children running your house doing whatever they please, which can include making a lot of noise or playing loud music, etc. This is especially true in the summer when they are out of school or on the weekends when they are not in school. Obviously, you can't control exactly what they do or how they behave. Although you can try to set up rules in how they behave and act, but only to a point. Yet, their actions and noise can disrupt your rhythm and ruin your focus and work quality if you allow them to do it. A similar instance can occur if your spouse is cleaning the house and running a vacuum cleaner or other loud machine in an effort to clean the house. Again, you can't directly control what they are doing. Thus, you will have to deal with the noise in some fashion. The actions and noise from such activity can also disrupt your rhythm and ruin your focus and work quality if you allow them to. How do you handle and overcome such distractions? One way is to discuss your work schedule and your need for a quiet environment with your spouse and or your children. If they are understanding, they will likely try to accommodate you if possible. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be absolutely quiet after all. The house still needs to be clean, and children will still be children. But they may make some effort to accommodate you if they can. With that said, though, you still will have to make a determined effort to ignore or block out any noise or actions that are not eliminated. How can you do this? Consider earplugs of some sort and wear them when noise is prevalent in your work area. Even cotton balls could be helpful in blocking out some of the noise, which can help to improve your focus and your work quality. Note, this is not just your spouse and children that can cause distractions in your work area. If you have pets, they can also cause distractions. Whether it's your dogs barking or your cats and your dogs wanting your attention. If it's your dog barking, you can use the earplugs or the cotton balls to help you remain focused on your work. If your cats or dogs want attention from you, try to prevent them from entering your work area if possible. Shut the door at all times while you're in your work area, and even when you leave to use the restroom or head elsewhere in your home. This way they can't get in when you leave. If your pets try scratching at the door while you are in there, either ignore them or shout no to them. This may help deter them from continuing to do so. You may want to consider talking to them and giving them a little bit of attention during those 15-minute breaks we've discussed before, as this can help to alleviate their distress during the times you are not with them. Plus, it can be therapeutic for you as well. Other distractions that can occur in your home include a neighbor mowing his or her lawn and doing noisy yard work. Again, the earbuds or the cotton technique can help you to block out that noise and keep you focused on your work. Another distraction can be your landline phone ringing. You can either choose to ignore the phone ringing or even choose to turn the ringer off. If you have an answering machine, you can either choose to block out the noise with those earballs or turn the volume down to zero so you can't hear what is being said by anyone who's leaving a message. See, all of these distractions, loud noises from your wife, your kids, loud noises and distractions from your pets, noisy yard work by your neighbors, the landline phone calls and your answering machine messages are ones you cannot directly control, but can learn to block them out by talking with your wife and your children, ignoring your pets and training them not to make noise, muting the volume on the phones and the answering machine, using those earbuds or cotton balls to block out noises you can't control so that you can stay more focused on your work and ensure you provide high work quality. In my next podcast, you will learn why staying on time or ahead of your project is essential to producing your best work. And that's what we do here. We are constantly working for you to bring you the best financial literacy information we can find. So please keep sending me those emails. Get in contact with me. Hit me with a friend request. Support this podcast. Share it with a friend. And don't forget, support our sponsors because they make it possible. Again, get in position to win. This is Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley, and I would want to just thank you as usual for your time. And I hope this message as being beneficial. Thank you.